Hey everyone, I'm Madonna Guy from New Leaf Natural Therapies, and this is the Natural Alternative. Welcome. I just wanted to do a bit of an update on Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I have been watching, and a lot of people have worldwide, and wondering why he's not jumping into the bigger gun sort of things as quickly as he can. But maybe this gives us an answer. He's currently being sued. So, firstly, I want to show you the quick little video from May this year where they remove the recommendation for healthy children, pregnant women, and unborn babies to receive the COVID mRNA vaccines. And then we'll get into the lawsuit and have a think about why could that possibly be.
Hi, everybody. I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., your HHS Secretary, and I'm here today with NIH Director Dr. Jay Bhattacharya and FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty Makary. I couldn't be more pleased to announce that as of today, the COVID vaccine for healthy children and healthy pregnant women has been removed from the CDC recommended immunization schedule. Last year, the Biden administration urged healthy children to get yet another COVID shot despite the lack of any clinical data to support the repeat booster strategy in children.
That ends today. It's common sense and it's good science.
There's no evidence healthy kids need it today, and most countries have stopped recommending it for children.
We're now one step closer to realizing President Trump's promise to make America healthy again.
Now, I was so excited when I saw that, and yet so many people on the net were bitching about the fact that it didn't go further than that. It didn't cause a halt of all of them altogether. But nonetheless, I thought it was a great start because we've always looked after pregnant women and never given pregnant women experimental medications. We can't even eat soft cheeses and, all sorts of things like salmon and stuff like that because of heavy metals and things. So it's sort of like, to me, that was a really beautiful start. And within a week of that, for anyone who says Australia doesn't follow America, within a week, we had quietly reduced our recommendations. Now, doctors around Australia are still going full bore into recommendations because, of course, so many clinical practices are given bonuses when a certain percentage of their children and people are vaccinated. So, unfortunately, people who challenge the schedule are often not welcomed back to those surgeries anymore, which is just atrocious. And that happens in many countries, including Australia and the US. So, let's have a look at this lawsuit. So, maybe this is partly why it's so hard to get things changed. So, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. hit with a lawsuit over changes to COVID vaccine policies for kids and pregnant women. The 42-page lawsuit filed Monday by six medical groups alleges the changes to the COVID-19 vaccine recommendations are baseless and uninformed and place pregnant women and children at grave and immediate risk. The lawsuit's lead plaintiff, the American Academy of Pediatrics, lists Merck, Sanofi and Moderna amongst its donors. Gee, why could that be? Now, one of the numbers that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. mentions a lot is that for every vaccine that ends up on the schedule, it's $1 billion to that into that company per year. So, we're talking big bucks. So of course, they don't like things to be taken off their list of recommendations. And of course, that was one of the things Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was talking about very early on in the pandemic was that the reason that they pushed the fact that it was a emergency use authorization is that it has to be considered an emergency for something to be able to become part of the process of keeping it in the schedule long term. So, gee, perhaps something like this lawsuit is part of the reason why they've been going slow. They've been following science. They've been very, very careful in the terminology in relation to changing things in the schedules. But the lawsuit alleges the changes will lead to decreased rates of vaccination, increased rates of transmission, long-lasting illness, and ultimately death amongst pregnant women, unborn children, and all children. And then they're saying that he's done it illegally, changing these things. And hilariously, there's a complainant that they've got called Jane Doe, who's 20 weeks pregnant and allegedly faces barriers to access to the vaccine. Now, I'm sure that's all bluster because here in Australia, every second pharmacy you walk past is advertising free COVID vaccines and flu jabs. I'm sure there's no shortage of them in America either. and it's just bluster in order to scare the crap out of pregnant women and people trying to look after their children and thinking that, Orange Man bad and that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. can't be trusted. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that, and we'll see how this lawsuit goes, and hopefully he continues doing the great work he's doing. Have a great day, everyone.